Live on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, it's time for Q&A with DJ Phone. Today's program is sponsored by Yavapai Regional Medical Center, High Country Rec Fee Center, Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Northern Arizona Vein Center. Now, here's your host for Q&A, DJ Phone.
And we welcome you to the Thursday edition of Q&A as we wrap up another week with a couple of big Sundays coming up. Of course, the Super Bowl is this Sunday, and next Sunday is the Oscars, one of the biggest days of the year for movie fans, including me. And if you haven't seen all of the Best Picture nominees, boy, do I have great news for you, because the Harkins Theater's Best Picture Fest gets underway tomorrow for 10 days with screenings of Academy Best Picture nominees 1917, Ford vs. Ferrari, Jojo Rabbit, and Parasite, all tomorrow. 1917 open captioned, Joker, Little Women, and Once Upon a Time in Hollywood on Saturday, along with 1 p.m. and 5 p.m. screenings Saturday of the Bill Murray classic Groundhog Day, as Punxsutawney Phil gears up for his day in the sun or shadow. Then on Super Bowl Sunday, you can enjoy 1917 and Once Upon a Time in Hollywood before the big game, and then Parasite and Little Women that evening. The Best Picture Fest continues each day next week, right up to Oscar night, February 9th. Check Harkins.com or your Prescott Daily Courier page 2 or 3 for your show times. And if you see all these grocery ads that say stock up for the big game, why don't they just say stock up for the Super Bowl? Well, there's a reason for that, because the Super Bowl is a trademarked name by the NFL. And you can mention it in conversation, you can mention it in news stories, radio commentary, whatever you like. But if you use it in your ads, the NFL's legal beagles will come after you. You don't use a trademark name in your ad. So, as if the NFL doesn't make enough money off of billions of dollars in TV rights and merchandise sales and ticket sales, well, may as well sue somebody, too, just for using a household name. I would advise, for those who don't like all the Super Bowl hoopla and over-the-top pregame fireworks and all the hype, the kickoff Sunday isn't until, I believe, 5:20 our time. I'd advise tuning into Animal Planet Sunday and enjoy the Puppy Bowl. Nothing wrong with that. Hey, we've got a great guest to open the show today. We've had Dennis Royalty on the show several times. He is a lifelong journalist and a major newspaper editor who has had some tremendous travel experiences internationally and domestically over the past several years. We're going to talk today about some trips he made around the Southwest. I think you'll find very, very interesting. And then after the news break at about 2:35, 2:40, something like that, you'll hear my conversation with the author, Peter Diamandis. Now, he is a man who has set up more than 20 tech companies. He's got a new book. He co-wrote it with Stephen Kotler. It's called The Future is Faster Than You Think: How Converging Technologies Are Transforming Business, Industries, and Our Lives. That will close the show today. So, buckle your seatbelt. We've got Dennis Royalty coming in just around the corner to talk about his wonderful travel experiences and perhaps a little bit about newspapers, too. That's coming up on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, streaming live around the world at KQ&A.com.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec Fee Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
Hi, Hi, everyone. I'm Sandy from Yavapai County Contractors Association, and I say, don't start without us. When you call YCCA, I'll give you a list of reputable, reliable contractors so you'll know who to call for all your construction jobs, big or small. If you need work done on your home or office, one call does it all. Call me, 778-0040. Yavapai County Contractors Association, 778-0040. Don't start without us.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
That's the sound of healthy hearts. Music to the ears of heart experts at Yavapai Regional Medical Center's James Family Heart Center. Our leading cardiologists and skilled heart specialists work together to detect and treat valve disease. In fact, YRMC's Heart Center is a national model for valve disease diagnosis and treatment. Our team creates customized care plans based on each patient's unique health profile. Our treatments combine leading-edge technology with the latest non-surgical procedures. This means you or someone you love can get back to an active and healthier life sooner. A national care model for valve disease, world-class technology, the latest non-surgical procedures, and amazing heart specialists. All at the James Family Heart Center at YRMC. Inspired by you.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
We are back live at 208. It's always a pleasure to have Dennis Royalty in the studio. Dennis was a career journalist and editor for many, many years. He spent quite a bit of time at the Indianapolis Star newspaper. And before we get into your wonderful travel adventures, Dennis, I came across something several years ago that I've been holding on to ask the right person. I guess you're it. When I was in St. Louis, in my hometown, it was a two newspaper town for a long time. In the morning, we had the very, very conservative Globe Democrat. In the afternoon, we had the very, very liberal Post Dispatch. So kind of in between, you balance the two, you make your decisions. Well, because of a Newspaper Preservation Act, the morning paper went out of business, essentially selling to the afternoon paper on the agreement that they share their profits. And so the reigning paper now is the one that was the liberal one, which has become more centrist. And here's what I wanted to ask you about that. Because in the late 90s, they took on a new editor. His name was Cole Campbell, who later became a featured professor at the Poynter Institute. One of the things that really got some St. Louisans' hackles up was he determined that part of the newspaper's mission should be to, quote, set the public agenda. Now, as a journalist and as an editor of a major newspaper, should a newspaper merely reflect the city or have a role in directing what goes on in the city?
DJ, always great to be with you. And my opinion on that is that it's a little of both, believe it or not. Mm-hmm. You should have objectivity in your news columns. But if you are not covering the key news, the most important news, and some of it is what you call the dull but necessary, in other words, the legislative branches, mm-hmm. the town council.
Or as I heard once described, the spinach news.
That sort of thing. Yeah. If you don't cover that, and I would call that agenda setting, people don't necessarily, if you're going to read, maybe you want the sports page, the entertainment page, well, you need to also provide, you need to hold your local government accountable mm-hmm. and make sure that the taxpayers' money is being spent wisely. So I'm not one for advocacy journalism. In my mind, columns, editorial page, that's fine.
Yeah.
If you anybody here who is a reader of The Republic and you read Lori Roberts or E.J. Montini, very liberal-leaning in The Republic, on the editorial page, Robert Robb, more conservative.
Yeah.
All that is fine and good. And in fact, I think it's a making people think is a part of the mission should be of every newspaper.
Mm-hmm.
But in the, if you're not fair and balanced in the news columns, you're making a mistake. But yes, you do need to pursue an agenda of covering the key beats of your town and also trying to promote good citizenship.
Mm-hmm.
and the fact that there will be visionaries in your community and supporting them and their mission to try to make where you live a better place. No problem at all with that, but just do it in an objective way.
Isn't it amazing in today's information society with the social media and all the different avenues we have for information where we can pretty much pick and choose what we want to see, what we want to hear, and we don't have to be subjected to stuff we don't want to see or hear. I find it amazing and frankly depressing how many people frankly don't know the differences between a straight news story, a newspaper column, a blogger, and God forbid a content provider on the internet. Isn't that depressing?
Yes, but we can do a little educating with your show, and which mm-hmm. is what you're doing right now. And that is columns, signed columns, editorial page, that's opinion.
Mm-hmm.
The news column should be objective. The blogs online, you're going to get a certain perspective that is promoted by that blogger.
Mm-hmm.
So I think the best thing to do is to go to a spectrum of news sources. Maybe you don't like the idea of a liberal TV show, but, you know, check it out periodically and then pose questions or in your own mind as you say you're more conservative oriented as to how are those being answered on the conservative channel. I always, as a journalist, I've always loved to read both the New York Times and the Wall Street Journal because you've got the perspective on the editorial pages. Yeah, it's left and right.
Mm-hmm.
And so then decide for yourself.
I watch Meet the Press every Sunday, and I love it when Peggy Noonan from the Wall Street Journal is on there. And I think one of the important things about that kind of a balance, which I think I've told you about before with my first political science course in college, was that when you take the time to see what the other guy is saying and writing, it exposes the gaps in your own side and also makes you understand why your supposed opponent or adversary feels the way they do. I think that's an important bit of opening one's mind.
I agree with you, and I would say this. You know, you're only going to be on this earth for so long. So let's see if we can't just get along with each other.
Yeah.
Share differences of opinion. That's what America's all about.
Sure.
There isn't any problem with that. And so don't make it into something where you're wrong, I'm right.
Mm-hmm.
Make it into something where you can agree to disagree.
And healthy civil dissent is how things get corrected, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Very good. I just admire and adore your travel stories because obviously the writer in you comes out and enables you to write these wonderful stories. Tell us where you've been the last couple of months.
Actually, dating back to September, because I'd sent you a copy of something I wrote about the trip.
Mm-hmm.
My wife plans these wonderful trips for us. And in this case, we just went right next door, Nevada, and then across the border into Death Valley. Death Valley, California, I have to say. I was thinking, never been there, and thought, how foreboding, how miserable can this be when it's named Death Valley?
Yeah.
And wow. My eyes were opened. What an enchanted place. Just a little over 6 hours from here. I think anybody who enjoys travel, enjoys geography, learning, you've got to put this on your bucket list to go see Death Valley, which literally is the lowest place, 200 feet, 82 feet below sea level,
mm-hmm.
but also some of the highest places with mountains over 10,000 feet. The difference and the beauty and the wonder, it is a spectacular place. In fact, I called it in a Facebook post, Enchanted in Death Valley. I never thought I would use those words,
Yeah. But
I truly was. But you also have to add quickly that it's also a scary place. If you go in the summer months, your Phoenix, by comparison, will seem moderate. You have got to plan your trip very carefully. And if you want to go, I would strongly urge January, February, March. The highs would be only in the 70s, low 80s. That's when to go see Death Valley. September, when we were there, still too warm. Average temperature up on around 100 or so, the high for the day. And there is no shade. So at least until you get into the mountains. Mm-hmm. But the beauty you will see, and I'd be glad to go through some of the places you'll see.
Yeah, please.
Okay. Well, I put down a little list here, and one of them is Zabriskie Point. Knowing how you're such a movie buff, I'm sure the name of that movie yep. comes to mind for you. I've never seen the film. But Zabriskie Point is an actual place within Death Valley, and it you see remarkable views of giant, I can just describe them as wrinkled hills, mm-hmm. very whitish, with a black mountain backdrop in the back. It's absolutely spectacular. I mentioned the lowest point in the United States. It's called Badwater Basin, lowest point in North America. The landscape is absolutely surreal. It's salt flats. You can walk across. And there's even a little water there because of a porous limestone basin. You wouldn't think, man, your temperatures get up to 115, there'd actually be water, but there is. There's a place called Artist Drive where it's a 9-mile loop that you drive through multicolored hills. And yes, I'm talking multicolored. They were formed by volcanic activity many, many, many years ago. And you see splashes of color in the rocks that is just very, very special to see. And I'll just say two more. Mesquite Flat Sand Dunes in Death Valley, 14 square miles across, sand rising to over 100 feet. You can walk on it, explore on it. Very nice. And then there's a place called Dante's View, rising to 5,000 feet, where you can go up above and see views across this massive park, which is roughly the size of the state of Delaware, a very big place. It's definitely a full-day visit. They have a wonderful, I think it's called the Furnace Visitor Center, where you start your trip and learn about all the places and where to go and how to get there. Very advisable, but even in these months, take lots of water. In the summer months, they say a person should drink up to a gallon, an individual, over the course of a day. Now, not that much in January, February, and March. You also, obviously, you know, sunscreen, wear hats, that kind of thing, but you're going to be treated to some remarkable hikes and exploring. It is a beautiful place. And again, I say, what's the Grand Canyon, 3-4 hours away? It's a wondrous place. Mm-hmm. Death Valley is another place to put on your bucket list.
I would imagine, too, because of the scarcity of services in that area, is there even cell phone service? I would imagine
actually,
there is.
That's a wonderful point. There's no cell phone service.
That's what I thought.
That's the
perk. So make
and
sure
so
your car is tuned and ready, right?
That's right. Your car needs to be in good shape. And they will see, there's quite a few visitors if you're near the main roads. Mm-hmm. So it's not like you couldn't get some help. But it's not going to be there right instantaneously. So, yes, take care on your trip. And if you go to Death Valley National Park online, they'll have all kinds of advisories. Mm-hmm. You go on doing this responsibly. It's well worth seeing.
Sure.
And not only that, but there's more just within an hour's drive of Death Valley.
You know, I was never in Death Valley, but I did go to the Salton Sea. And the Salton Sea used to be a resort. It's since become essentially a dead sea. Now, I believe it's about 220 feet below sea level, something like that. And one of the strange sights in that area, you'll see what looks like, I don't know if it's a wheat silo or a storage silo, something like that. But way, way up there, there's this thick stripe across that marks where sea level would be, 200-something feet above the ground. And that's when you realize, holy smokes. And you look at one of the reasons for the Salton Sea now being dead. You'll see dead fish floating on it and everything. There's no fresh water filling it and no fresh water and no water draining out of it, so it can't recharge itself. One of the remarkable things about being at that level.
Two things that I would mention. One is the similarly at the spot of 282 feet below sea level, they do on an adjacent mountain have a similar sign that shows you up the mountainside where it would be right at sea level. And it's amazing to see. And I guess everybody there takes a photo of that sign.
Sure.
And then I wanted to veer into Ash Meadows National Wildlife Refuge, which here you are right by the Mojave Desert, an hour away from Death Valley. There's 23,000 acres of spring-fed wetlands. It's remarkable. You can't believe it. You've been to Death Valley, and you drive roughly an hour away on the Nevada side, and it's absolutely beautiful. And they have a raised boardwalk elevated boardwalk that you go through lush clumps of trees, bushes, and ponds. There's hundreds of types of birds that migrate through there, endangered species. And if you walk to the end of the boardwalk, you come to a place called Point of Rocks. It's a craggy, rocky hillside, and people see bighorn sheep there all the time. We weren't that lucky to see them that day because we went during the day when it was warmer. But I'm guessing if you went there while they're on the prowl early in the morning or late, you know, towards late afternoon, you'd have a really good chance of seeing bighorn sheep from not a great distance either.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned my movie background here, being the movie critic for the station. Last year, one of the films I reviewed, which was about a famous Brat Pack-owned motel on the California-Nevada border, I think it was called the Cal Neva Motel. In the movie, it was referred to as the El Royale. The movie was called Bad Days at the El Royale. And the motel, it was based upon the real motel, which was right on the border. And when you walk in there, there's a stripe going the length of the motel. On the left side is the California side, so they have drinks and all sorts of stuff like this. On the right side, they have casino stuff, gambling machines, the whole bit. So you're literally in two different states in the same place. But what made it newsworthy was that back when Frank Sinatra owned a piece of it, there was a tunnel underneath with passageways that connected all the rooms. So just imagine all of the out-of-the-way trysts that occurred, which nobody would be witness to because of those.
Yeah.
That's the Palm Springs Brat Pack for you. Speaking of Palm Springs, by the way, I did take advantage of the Palm Springs aerial tramway several years ago, taking you right to the top of Mount San Jacinto. And the view from up there on a clear day is absolutely astounding. I mentioned the Salton Sea. You can see it from up there. But what really got me, 10,000 feet up, it's just you. All you hear is the breeze.
Mm-hmm.
It's astounding, the quiet. It's right. So peaceful. Right. And I would imagine, too, going through Death Valley, you don't have the constant roar of vehicles going through or planes going overhead, stuff like this. It's got to be, pardon the term, disquieting in a way.
Right. Not only that, but they have programs to view the stars in the evening.
Oh,
because you can imagine almost no light.
No light pollution,
Light pollution, so just a wonderful place.
Oh.
I wanted to also mention a small community, about 44,000,
mm-hmm.
where you could use as a headquarters to see Ash Meadows National Wildlife Refuge, which is fed by this big spring, underground spring. You could see that. You could see Death Valley. It's called Pahrump. I guess the Paiutes lived there many years ago. They named it Pahrump, and somehow the town has since become Pahrump. But I wanted to mention that if you go there, there's an out-of-the-way place that my wife Ginger and I just stumbled onto, the Pahrump Valley Museum. It's worth finding because they have a room in that museum that's dedicated to the history of the gigantic Nevada test site and training range where atomic bombs were tested. It's known as Area 51,
mm-hmm.
and that has the reputation for are there extraterrestrials there and so forth. You're going to learn a little bit about that at that museum, but the incredible thing is about all the nuclear weapons testing that was done dating back to the 1950s, and they have pictures of giant craters created by those bombs and all kinds of information, and this is just a tiny little town museum. So there's a hot tip for an out-of-the-way place to visit. Go to Pahrump, P like Paul, A-H-R-U-M-P, and go to find the Pahrump Valley Museum when you're there. For maybe a donation of a dollar or two, you'll be in there for 3 or 4 hours looking mm-hmm. at all that material.
And you know, a local lady, Sherry Hanna, heads up the Downwinders in this area. And being a Midwestern guy, I had never heard of the Downwinders. And then I heard about how many cancer cases they believe were caused by being downwind from all those nuclear tests that you mentioned before.
Right. Right.
An awful lot of people affected by that.
That's right. Even the rumors were John Wayne and
the movie they made out there. Yeah.
Yeah, for making movies in that area.
Yeah.
And so, you know, it's sad. There is a toll to be taken.
Sure. We are talking with Dennis Royalty. We're just getting started with Dennis. A lot more to go with him on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities. 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. We stream live around the world at kqna.com. Don't go away.
Our attitude is gratitude. This is Bob Bean of Affinity RV Service, Sales, and Rentals. As we reflect on the year behind us and look forward to this new year ahead, the entire Affinity RV family would like to take a moment to express how grateful we are for once again being awarded a top 50 RV dealer in the U.S. and Canada. And most importantly, we extend a sincere thank you to everyone who made Affinity RV their destination location. We appreciate your business. Having the privilege of working with generations of your families, we offer extended wishes of happiness, good health, and prosperity to you and your loved ones throughout this new year ahead. So what places would you like to visit? We look forward to being a part of making this year your best year. Affinity RV Service, Sales, and Rentals, Willow Creek Road, Prescott, Highway 69 in Prescott Valley, and online anytime at affinityrv.com.
At Kachina Animal Hospital, they know your pet is like family. And as with any family member, your pet deserves the finest possible health care. So at Kachina Animal Hospital, they've set their standards very high. They have a compassionate, friendly, and experienced support team, as well as highly qualified doctors and technicians to treat your dogs, cats, and pocket pets. For more information or to schedule an appointment for your best pal, give them a call at 772-8225. That's 772-8225. Or online at kachinaanimalhospital.com.
Discover Cirque du Soleil, Axel, a new ice show beyond anything you've seen before. With spectacular ice skating, aerials, and acrobatics for the whole family. Cirque du Soleil, Axel. Coming to Fenway Toyota Center from March 19th to 21st. Save 25% when buying a family four-pack at CirqueDuSoleil.com/Axel.
With the Arizona Lottery's new multiplier tickets, we're multiplying the cash up to 50 times so you can multiply what you love. There's nothing better. Think about it. What's better than one guitar? 50 guitars. What's better than one Hawaiian vacation? 50 Hawaiian vacations. What's better than one $20 bill? 50 of them. With over $35 million in prizes, there are so many ways to multiply what you love.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
We are back live at 228. We're talking with Dennis Royalty, the lifelong journalist and editor at the Indianapolis Star, among other papers. Where'd you get your start, Dennis?
Actually, I went to journalism school at Indiana University, and my first job out of college was as a sports writer with the Bloomington Courier-Tribune, which folded way back in 1973, and then that's why I wound up going to the Indianapolis Star, where I had interned, and they remembered me. And so they hired me, and I was there for 27 years.
Isn't that something? Mm-hmm. And since you lived in Bloomington, I assume at some point you saw the movie Breaking Away.
Oh, absolutely.
With the little 500
absolutely.
And stuff like that.
Yes.
Sure, what a wonderful
fact,
movie.
When I was in college on our dorm floor, they formed a team that participated in the little 500. So I went that year to see them, and they didn't do well. In fact, I don't even think they qualified. But, yeah, it's exciting. So mm-hmm. It's one of the classic college activities in the spring.
Tell us about the connection between one of the people you worked with in the movie Hoosiers.
Oh, yeah. When I was city editor of the Star, I knew that when they filmed the movie Hoosiers in Indianapolis, or in Indiana, that it was going to be a really big deal. I couldn't get the sports department interested in covering it regularly, so I assigned a reporter named Scott Miley, and Scott's a very nice fella, but that particular assignment he wasn't thrilled about. He wanted to do hard news, but anyway, he took it to, what do you say, to the city editor. And so one Saturday, I was sitting in the office, And in he comes, and he's got all this old garb on, and it turns out they put him in the movie. So if you watch the movie Hoosiers, at the end, you'll see in the credits, one of the reporters, Scott Miley, his name is actually in, he got in the movie, mm-hmm. he actually got had a line, he questioned Gene Hackman when they were at the state championship basketball game. So I have always been envious of Scott kicking and screaming Miley, who wound up in a Hollywood movie that did very well.
Isn't that something? And, of course, anybody who has seen the movie, one of the highlights of it is when these kids from, it was Little Hickory High School, right?
Yes.
The kids show up at this massive arena in Indianapolis for the state championship, and you can see their jaws drop like, holy cow, we're going to play here. And what does Gene Hackman do with a tape measure?
He just has one kid get up on another one's shoulders and measures up to the basketball rim and says, you'll see that that's 10 feet high, just like back home at Hickory.
Mm-hmm. Same game, right. Just a larger crowd, right?
Right, and that Hinkle Fieldhouse is still there, and it is
no kidding.
Home, it is home to the Butler Bulldogs. And Butler, I believe, is in the top 20 this year.
Isn't that
amazing?
They've
got a very good team.
Wow. In talking about your travels in the Southwest, we mentioned make sure your car is tuned, and you are supplied very well before you go to Death Valley. But how important is it in your mind, before you travel anywhere, read up on the area?
Well, no question about that. The more that you know going in, the less you'll miss when you'll get there, because you'll know to schedule the sites. Now, I'm just lucky because I've got a travel guide, my wife Ginger,
yeah.
And she plans all this stuff out, and I just have my notebook and camera, and when we get there, then I really take the deep dive. I've learned, though, about international travel that once we've kind of agreed on what the trip is, then I really go to work before we go, because you can just appreciate the sites so much mm-hmm. more if you've read up, done some online research, gone to the library. It just enriches the trip.
You know, I remember a mental health counselor, of all people, saying one day, you know, there are two things that will really get you to learn about something in a hurry. One is a great emergency. Two is a great opportunity. And she used the example. Imagine you just found out that your child, God forbid, has a horrible brain disease. I guarantee you, within a week, you will have that disease completely researched.
Right.
On the other hand, what if you suddenly won a contest for 2 weeks in Italy? Within a week, you could talk Italian almost. That's the way, the way people are. And, you know, when you go overseas, I really feel sorry for people who don't do their homework for going, because like you said, you're not prepared when you get there. You don't know what you're missing.
Right.
And you don't know what you're seeing.
You could be a block away from something that you'd be unforgettable sight.
Isn't that something?
Right.
Oh, my goodness. And I think I mentioned your last visit. I'm a huge fan of the PBS series Rick Steves Travels in Europe, because he not only talks about the things we're all familiar with, you know, the Chamber of Commerce places and the tourism places, but all the little back ways, the things that the locals know about, but maybe the travel guides don't. In fact, in my office, I have, oh, my goodness, this book was written for you. It's called Atlas Obscura. It's a hardbound book, and it pinpoints hundreds of places around the world that only the locals will take you to. Some of the strangest and most fascinating places on earth that nobody knows about until you read about them and see the pictures. Really,
well, speaking of
things.
Books, DJ, I've
yes.
got to throw in a quick plug.
You bet.
I'm a member of the Professional Writers of Prescott, and we just published within the last 2 months called Best New Short Stories and Best New Poems, two books. They're written by local authors.
Mm-hmm.
The price you pay, the amount that we'll get back for the books, is pumped right back into local writing programs. So nobody's making a big pile of money off this. We just need an outlet to let our local writers, including myself, write some short stories and poems. You can find these on Amazon.com. Best New Short Stories, Best New Poems by AZ Writers. AZ as in Arizona Writers. That's all you need to know to go on Amazon.com. You can buy them as books, regular books or ebooks.
Mm-hmm. Or drop in one evening, the fourth Tuesday of any month, and you'll see the Professional Writers of Prescott meeting at the library, correct,
that's
in Prescott?
That's right. That's right. And in fact, this past Tuesday, just a couple days ago, Jerry Lincoln of our group mm-hmm. had just a wonderful program about how to get published. And we had over 100 people at the meeting in the Prescott Library. It's the fourth Tuesday of every month at 6 o'clock, mm-hmm. open to the public. Don't have to be a member. Going to have another great speaker in February. So feel free to join us.
And if you do want to be a member, it's only, I think, what, 20 bucks a year?
25. They raised it.
Oh, my goodness,
still,
$25.
Yeah, it's really modest when you consider you're going to get 12 programs and you're going to get to meet a lot of local writers, mm-hmm. very interesting people. We moved here 3.5 years ago. My wife suggested it to me, and I've just loved being a part of the Professional Writers of Prescott.
We are talking with Dennis Royalty. A lot more coming up with Dennis after this break for news and weather on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and we stream live around the world at kqna.com. Don't go away.
Wallach & Volk Mortgage Lending is with you 100% of the way, which is why Wallach & Volk offers great rates with our 100% financing program. And you pay absolutely no money down. For more information about our extraordinary 100% financing program with zero money down, call us at 445-8730 or search us on the web at Wallach & Volk Mortgage.
License number 00128295, LMS number 162209, Equal Opportunity Lender.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec V Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
Arizona Coyotes Hockey is live on AM 1130 at 99.9 FM and 95.5 FM, Prescott Valley, Cottonwood, KQ&A. Coyotes Hockey brought to you by Yamapai Plumbing and Heating, Prescott Dirt, Nazair, Country Bank, Moyers Heating and Cooling, Prescott Dental Center, and Prescott Valley Heating and Cooling.
He'll shoot! He scores!
The Coyotes host the Los Angeles Kings, live Thursday at 7:30 at AM 1130 at 99.9 FM, Prescott Chino Valley and Paulden, 95.5 FM, Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.
Roses are red, violets are blue. There's a giant share of Castle Cash waiting for you. It's the Don't Break My Heart giveaway at Cliff Castle Casino Hotel. Two hearts are better than one, so grab a loved one and start earning entries all February. Hourly drawings every Saturday in February from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. for a chance to win $5,000 in Castle Cash. At 11 p.m., a lucky guest will have a chance to win $10,000 in Castle Cash. It's the Don't Break My Heart giveaway, only at Cliff Castle Casino Hotel.
Must be 21 and a Players Club member to participate. See Players Club for details.
The Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A.
Thanks for making the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, your choice for your Thursday the 30th. I'm DJ Phone with a check of local and state news and weather together. Brought to you by Wallach and Volk. ADOT is working to improve a section of Highway 89 in Chino Valley.
As part of a project to relieve traffic congestion at the 89 and Road 1 North intersection, a new traffic signal and detection sensors will be installed there. ADOT also plans on installing a right turn lane on northbound 89 to East Road 1 North and constructing left turn lanes and widening the roadway at Road 1 North. Construction is expected to start this fall and should last 6 months. During the Chino Valley Town Council meeting Tuesday night, ADOT Community Relations Project Manager Deborah Miller stated a public meeting on the construction is expected to take place in May or June. The majority of work will occur on the highway, with some to take place on Road 1 North. I'm Lindsay Draper reporting.
Mostly sunny into and through your KQ&A weather weekend, with a big chill arriving Monday and Tuesday with possible snow showers. A high today around 52, tomorrow 56, up to 61 all weekend. In Prescott, Prescott Valley, Chino Valley, and Dewey-Humboldt, chilling overnight to a breezy 29 with clear skies. In Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, up near 58 today, cooling to near 34 after bedtime. A sunny weekend with highs near 63 tomorrow, 70 Saturday and Sunday, before that huge back-to-work cool-down. This news and weather, a service of Wallach and Volk. I'm DJ Phone on the Talk of the Quad Cities. 1130 AM, 99.9 and 95.5 FM, KQNA. Like us on Facebook and listen live worldwide at KQNA.com and stay tuned. Q&A will continue in just a moment on KQNA.
Findlay Subaru Prescott believes in making the world a better place. And the Subaru Love Promise is our vision of respecting all people, working to make a positive impact. When you buy or lease a Subaru, you're stepping into a culture of caring that starts with your community and travels everywhere a Subaru goes. Come in and take a test drive in the Subaru you want to be seen in. Like a new 2020 Subaru Outback Limited CVT, the sport utility that goes where love takes you. Take the keys for as low as 0.9% APR financing or lease for as low as $350 a month with 2 years of complimentary maintenance included. Findlay Subaru Prescott and FindlaySubaruPrescott.com. Doing our part to give back to the community and make the world a better place. Offers on approved credit, excludes taxes, government, and 495 dock fees. Now through January 31st, 2020, lease for 36 months with $29.95 at signing and zero security deposit. 10,000 miles per year. Stock number S44341.
From the moment they're born, they're unique. Right now, when you buy one pair of eyeglasses, you can get a second pair half off. And yes, you can use your insurance. Call 1-800-EYE-CARE or visit nationwidevision.com for more information. Nationwide Vision.
Oh, you know you love your baby, so treat her right. Get your car gleaming inside and out with a Prescott Pro Wash Detail. They're the mobile detail specialists who will come to your home or business with options to fit your schedule and budget. From an express wash to a full detail and everything in between, they even have a ceramic coating that is weather resistant and will protect your baby like nothing else. And one application can last up to 3 years. That's 3 years you don't have to wax your car. So give Eric a call and drive around in style at 848-3799 or online at PrescottProWash.com.
Are you interested in adopting a horse and helping Yavapai Humane Society at the same time? Then Yavapai Humane Society's Equine Center in Chino Valley is the place for you. We have horses who are looking for their forever home, and maybe it's yours. Are you looking for volunteer opportunities? Then Yavapai Humane Society's Equine Center is the place for you. Are you looking for a venue for a graduation or birthday party, a dance, or even a wedding? Then Yavapai Humane Society's Equine Center is the place for you. Contact us at 928-515-4947.
Prescott, the Quad Cities, and Cottonwood. Are you ready for some honest debate? I'm Ben Shapiro, and I'm excited to be part of KQNA's lineup of live talk. My show is the fastest-growing conservative talk show and podcast in America. Our show is fast-moving, hilarious, hard-hitting, and comprehensive. Join me every weekday at 3 as we confront the liberal culture of fear and intimidation head-on with real facts and honest debate. Join us weekdays at 3 for the Ben Shapiro Show on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQNA.
At Nationwide Vision, you can get two pairs of eyeglasses for just $99.99, including no-line bifocals. Call 1-800-EYE-CARE or visit nationwidevision.com to schedule your appointment today. Nationwide Vision.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
We are back at 2:43 with Dennis Royalty, and I have to ask you, Dennis, one of these days you've got to write a book. When's that going to happen?
Well, it's a book that seems to be taking years to put together. it's a memoir. I had a lot of wonderful experiences in my reporting career. And some funny offbeat ones. In fact, one of those stories is included in the best new short stories by the AZ writers. It's called The Power of the Press.
Mm. Interesting. You know, it's funny you mention that because I hear people all the time. In fact, in the editorial of the Prescott Daily Courier, a couple of times I've seen references from the editors saying, you know, people will call our office and say, why aren't you covering this? Why aren't you reporting on this? Well, we researched it. There's nothing there. What you are believing is not the truth. We're not going to publish it until we can back it up. How often did you get that situation when you were an editor where people would say, I wish you'd write about this? Well, you've already looked into it, and there's really nothing to write about they're looking for.
Yeah, well, there's a famous saying in journalism, and that is nothing spoils a good story more than getting both sides. Because when you do that, a lot of times you do find out that what the tipster was just simply wanting to promote a cause or an angle, or to criticize somebody or to unearth something, mm-hmm. and then you get to the truth and it's not all there. That said, there are plenty of tips that have led to incredible revelations and articles and discoveries. So you just have to take them all and prioritize them,
yep.
and then you got to do your homework. You can't just let somebody. Your job as the journalist is you're the one who decides what goes in. You don't let somebody manipulate you.
Yeah. When I worked for a small town paper in Kansas, my first day on the job, they handed me the soft cover book, the Associated Press Style Book and Libel Manual, and I still try and live by that.
And I have that right next to my laptop at home.
No kidding. How cool.
I reference it often.
Well, speaking of places to see and stories to tell, tell us about your experience at the Great Basin National Park.
Okay, well, on this trip that we took in September, this was another stop, and you had alluded to earlier the beautiful quiet. All you hear is the breeze up above. Well, Great Basin is across the state from Death Valley, Pahrump, Ash Meadows. It's on the eastern side of Nevada, but it is well worth seeing. It is a national park. It's just across the Utah border, northeast Nevada, home to a desert mountain snake range, and they have sagebrush-covered plains, and then 13 peaks that rise above them of greater than 11,000 feet each. Mm. The tallest is Wheeler Peak at 13,000. It's a beautiful drive. When you reach a certain point high up on the mountain, it's called the Mather Overlook. And for those of you who followed Ken Burns and the National Park series, mm-hmm. I'm sure you know about Stephen Mather, the first director of the National Park Service. There's a very nice little monument tribute to him up there. But the reason to drive up there is the absolute wondrous beauty of looking down on the sparkling, just terrific natural vistas. You can see lakes from there. Just a gorgeous view for many miles. Great Basin National Park. Now, I want to tell a little story about this. Mm-hmm. There's a visitor center in Baker, Nevada, a tiny little town. And you stop there to learn about the park. But I also urge you to hang around there until late afternoon when the critters start coming out.
Oh, yeah.
We saw a deer that was a multi-pointer that just came wandering up amidst a clump of deer and all kinds of, your rabbits. They have a pygmy rabbit in that park, the smallest rabbit in North America. You're not going to see one, but when you're in the nature center, you will see one. And I just had a little story that you may remember, DJ, because you read some of my writing about this. But Baker is right across the state line from Utah. And so there are three communities together, Baker, Garrison, Utah, and Eskdale, Utah. And they are so small that children start school at a building in Garrison, Utah, from kindergarten to second grade. Then they go to Baker over in Nevada for grades 3 to 6. And then they finish up 7 to 12 at Eskdale, Utah, going back and forth. And here's the kicker. The Utah towns are in different time zones than Baker, Nevada. So you can imagine the confusion, especially if somebody has a kid who's in one of the K-2 schools and another one who's over in the Baker schools. You're an hour apart. That's got to be a constant sort of confusion for those people.
Young man, you're late for class. Not according to that time zone, I'm not. Get your story straight, teacher. Oh, my goodness. I have to ask you, with all of the travel you and Ginger have done, what remains on your bucket list you haven't done yet?
This summer, we're going to go to Great Britain. We like the Viking Cruise Lines. It's pricey, but wow, do they take care of you. And they have just absolutely wonderful excursions to go on. So we'll be going to England, Scotland, and Ireland. And, as far as beyond that, I would like to go up into Canada some more and see some. We've been to Alaska, but I'd like to get up there into the Canadian Rockies mm-hmm. and explore the beauty of there. So, when you talk about the bucket list, those are two of the big items.
We have on our list Banff and Lake Louise in Alberta, just spectacular places. We were in Vancouver last year for a week and just had a sensational time. It was just a wonderful place to go.
One of the wondrous things about Vancouver is just the flowers. you know, being right there on the coast, just sure. so beautiful and so plentiful. But in that area, if you haven't been, go to Victoria.
We did. We went to Butchart Gardens.
Okay. Mm-hmm. You take the Victoria Clipper out of Seattle, a wonderful boat ride, and it takes you for the day to Victoria, Canada. And when you – there's a parliament building there that's all lit up. And when your boat arrives, it you just feel like you're in some kind of a fantasy.
Yeah.
It's and there are some wonderful museums. The one that I remember in particular, which is a tribute to Native Americans, that what a good day trip out of Seattle, the Victoria Clipper, to Victoria, Canada.
You know, in last I think it was last Sunday's Arizona Republic in the travel section, they were talking about a very, very old cruise line. Now, how many cruises have you and Ginger been on?
We're nearing 10.
Okay.
We've been to the Caribbean several times, been to Alaska, been through the Panama Canal, had the wonderful one last time I was on the show where we went to Northern Europe.
Mm-hmm.
Just a gorgeous place to go to.
Imagine
Sweden,
this one.
Norway.
They were talking about their cruise on a very, very, very old ship that, for each cabin only had one electric outlet, and that was for the electric shaver. Yeah. One outlet per cabin. And when they started their cruise, they turned on the water and it came out rust-colored?
Yeah.
What a way to start a cruise, huh?
That's right. Well, that's not exactly what you'd find on Viking.
Yeah.
Although there are occasional mishaps that happen. Viking was in the news quite a bit last year when one of the boats ran aground.
Yeah.
And you saw, or maybe they were in stormy seas. That might have been it. And there were pictures on the news of the swimming pool sloshing.
Oh,
furniture,
I remember that.
Furniture
yeah.
chasing across.
People hanging on to everything.
I'd have to
yeah.
say in all our cruises, we've had a few very minor incidents compared sure. to that, but nothing even approaching that. I think those are in the small yeah. minority. And, you know, if you don't have the money to be able to go on a Viking cruise, there are other cruise lines.
Mm-hmm.
There are ways to kind of get on ships that are just traveling to certain locations because they need to reorient the ship,
mm-hmm.
where you can get in there for a lesser price. If you're a wise shopper, there are ways to go cruising, and it's just such a relaxing thing to do and an opportunity to see the seas.
Yeah.
And also to see places you wouldn't otherwise.
Always a great time having Dennis Royalty on the show. How can our listeners learn more about what you write and where you go and what you do?
Well, I'll give you my email address, Dennis M. like Michael Royalty. It's just like Kings and Queens, R-O-Y-A-L-T-Y, @gmail.com. I do write travelogues about once a month,
mm-hmm.
and would be happy to add you to the mailing list.
And if you are able to fulfill those bucket lists, you will be writing about those and come back and tell us about them, right?
Yes, and I hope to try to gather up some of that stuff into a book someday.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of one of those woulda, coulda, shouldas. I just have to get off the dimas.
Let me ask you this, because we still have a couple minutes left here. What are some of the misconceptions you think inexperienced travelers have, mistakes they make when they maybe take on too much?
Well, I think trying to see too much, it's better to come up with the highlights of what you really want to see and then really explore that particular thing than to just bat around and just get a quick view of a lot of places. So I guess my advice there would be to be selective. And then also we talked earlier about preparing before you go. That's important. And I think it's really important to, when you sign up for a cruise, to go through all their material. To be ready when they say it's, okay, this is the day to sign up for excursions, mm-hmm. to be right first in line so that you get what you want.
Yeah.
Don't wait too long or you could be closed out of something and miss out on seeing it. And then when you get on a ship, explore the whole ship the very first day because you'll find things that, hey, I want to come back here. This is a beautiful viewpoint from
mm-hmm.
here. You know, take advantage of it when you get the opportunity because it's a special experience.
One of those little tricks of a trade we learned last year, almost the hard way. We were in Vancouver and we took a shuttle bus from the hotel to the wonderful, I can't think of the name of the place, but it's a suspension bridge park. It is absolutely spectacular. And we're there for a good 6 hours. And toward 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, I happen to look at my phone. I'm down like 10%. I don't have the car there. The hotel's not nearby. What do I do? Well, there's this wonderful online shopping site for one-of-a-kind items called The Grommet.
and they had an oversized carabiner clip, the C-clip, which is also a phone charger. So you plug that in the wall, it holds two complete phone charges and clips to your belt buckle or to your belt loop. And I have not been without that traveling since. Just all sorts of little things you can pick up that make your trip so much better.
Right, and you may need to get a special stealth cell phone if you need to stay in touch with family. Those kinds of things, you can ask the cruise line what you might need.
Yeah.
What's available, do they have Wi-Fi, that sort of thing.
Yeah. Have you ever wanted to be a travel agent?
Frankly, no. You know, I'm retired. And
you don't need the headaches,
I'm ready to, you know, I tend to not say no often enough as it is.
Yeah.
I wind up doing a lot of PR because of my writing background. So I would just as soon kind of back off from taking on additional obligations. But we do have a very nice travel agent in Indianapolis, and he and I would advise that people get a good travel agent because they're paid solely by, like, the cruise ships, for example. You don't pay a dime. They want your business, and yeah, you know, I think it's very wise to get a good one. Ask friends who do travel, who do they use, and that way you can take advantage of their experience.
On a final note, a very small one. I'm from Missouri, and along Highway 44, the interstate, I used to see a billboard sign. I thought this was written by a genius in marketing, because it advertised a restaurant that was located along the interstate, and it said in bold letters, "Tour buses welcome, driver eats free."
Right.
How's that for cutting it right to the chase?
Yeah.
I wonder how many buses pulled up in that place, huh? Marketing genius at his best. Dennis Royalty, okay. So much. We learned so much from you being on the air. Enjoy it so much. Thanks for joining us today.
Good to be with you.
You betcha. Want to remind you folks that don't forget the legendary folk singer and storyteller Tom Chapin tomorrow night at the beautiful third floor Crystal Ballroom atop the Prescott Elks Theater. Get your tickets at folksessions.com. Also, starting tonight, for two long weekends, the Agatha Christie Whodunit, The Unexpected Guest, starring Ron Lunt and Liz Rogers, who were on this show yesterday, will take the PCA main stage. Stay tuned now for Ben Shapiro at 3, followed at 4 by Talk of a Town, the Thursday Roundtable. Then join me back here Monday as my guests next week will include Max Richmond from the National Committee to Preserve Social Security and Medicare, Janice Shanks with Horses with Heart, Dr. Richard Haldaway for his ERU Space Science Series, and Katie Norris for the Pass Expansion and Grand Reopening. That's next week on Q&A. We'll see you Monday at 2 when I will see you on the radio.
You've been listening to Q&A on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by High Country Rec V Center, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Prescott College. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Q&A with DJ Phone on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.